This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, everybody. Here we go. It's 8 past 12. Chad Harbin, Chris Tubbs in one more day. Harrigan is back. You just heard Laura with the news. Regulars Friday. That means major in about a little less than 30 minutes. Feisty Friday with Shaletta. And another Am I Wrong with Chris Tubbs. He was excellent a few weeks ago with Am I Wrong. We have plenty of other topics to get to. But I'm going to start actually with Chris Tubbs because it was about 2 or 3 weeks ago, driving, maybe it was the 6 o'clock hour, maybe it was the 7 o'clock hour. I don't remember. But all of a sudden, it is Henry Lake, Chris Tubbs, and a chicken pot pie.
Mm-hmm.
It is, and it is a battle. It is on one side of the aisle, Henry Lake and the chicken pot pie.
Yes.
On the other side of the aisle is Chris Tubbs facing his food demon,
mm-hmm.
his food albatross, his food object that he was convinced he could not deal with. And we'll get to what happened with Tubbs in a second, but I want you to text me right now, or if you want to call in, what food, and we'll get to plenty of other serious stuff, but what food? Just the thought of consuming this food puts you in the fetal position. Makes you think, oh, my God, can I do anything but that?
Makes me want to fast.
Yes, makes you want to give up.
Stop eating forever.
Makes you want to say, if I have to eat that, is the other option Guantanamo Bay? I mean, what else do I have? What is your food psychological barrier? Because most of the time, it's in our head. God knows I face things that are in my head and I can't overcome. Food, I'm pretty lucky. My oldest boy faced a lot of food issues. He really did. He has overcome them.
Good.
And he is now not a good, not a very good. He is a great chef, which if you'd have told me when Hunt and I were having our, okay, what can I do? Let me be the incentivizer here. Let me be the line in the sand guy. Let me try something. If somebody would have told me 25 years ago that my boy would now be willing to try all these different foods and be so unbelievably good at it. His mother is a great cook. Her son is a better cook, and she knows that. And I'm telling you, Kathleen is an amazing cook. So it can happen.
Good for him for not only overcoming whatever he didn't like,
yeah,
but turning it into an asset and being really good at it.
Yes.
It takes a special talent to be able to do that, like that entire process.
He has one thing that anybody in our family has, some serious stubbornness, some serious determination.
I never got the stubborn gene from you, Chad. Yeah. Never.
Never. Yeah, there's another person who's on the radio here that had a little bit of stubbornness in him, too, let me tell you. All the kids in my family have that. I'm lucky. So I need a medical team to keep me, you know, upright and above ground. So I have someone I believe in massively. A guy named Dr. Pat O'Brien, the health architect. You should see Pat. He's so good. He's not paying me anything. I just believe in him. As an example, like most of the wild see him. Like one of the last times I was there, no, it was a couple times ago. I'm walking on who's behind me? Kaprizov. So I text Garen, I go, I don't know how I should feel because your star is waiting for me to get done with the doctor.
You and Dollar Bill Kirill, side by side.
I go, I don't know if that's an indictment on Kirill, or you might want to look at me because floor hockey, fourth grade, I was an excellent goaltender.
I was going to say, can you play goaltender?
Yeah. Against fourth graders many, many years ago, and as long as I could use Tom Westrum's glove, okay? he's trying to convince me to have sardines. He's trying to convince me that sardines, one of the best foods on the planet for you. So I recently bought sardines. I opened the can. I looked at those things. They look like torture to me.
They have like the eyes and everything.
Yes.
Like, no.
Yes.
If you show me something that's got the head that can look at me with the eye, no, I'm good.
I feel it. What's that thing? Billy Mouth Bass. What was the thing? You know, where you'd put it on the wall and it would sing to you. The
Billy, big mouth. Billy Bass or something.
Billy Bass is like, I felt like this sardine was going to start. What do you think? Bite in. And by the way, I love me some oysters. Okay. I'll have oysters. So maybe I just needed to put a lot of horseradish on there and spicy cocktail sauce or something.
I've heard that's what you have to do with oysters. You have to gussy it up somehow.
Okay. Oysters, I know. Okay. I love oysters. Love, love, love. Sardines, I'm saying maybe I have to do that with the sardines too because they just looked just slimy and gross.
Yeah. No.
Okay. So you're going to come back. You're going to tell a little bit of the chicken pot pie story.
Okay.
But I want people to either call or text. What is the one food right now where you think, I'd give up maybe one of my kids if I had to eat that item. I'm doing anything but having that food. And maybe did you overcome it? Because I can assure you, I heard Chris Tubbs. He didn't overcome it. He just did it because Lane and Lake were browbeating him. I mean, the program director, the station, what's Lane's fancy title now? Station programming guru. I mean, he's a programming brain wizard.
Yeah, it's a lot of big words, but I love you, Brad.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of words you put on a business card.
I don't think you loved him when he was encouraging Henry to borderline browbeat you into having the chicken pot pie.
I was being bullied, yes.
Yeah. There could be damages. I felt bad for you. We know Lake's worth millions and millions of dollars. I'm willing to be a part of a suit against H. Lake and win some of those nice suits he has.
I need some punitive damage with some Lululemon.
Yeah, that way, and his Tom Ford. You know, he's got a giant vat of that.
Yes, he does.
In the closet, which makes him smell rather nice. What's your food obstacle that you cannot overcome? What sickens you when you think about that possibility? We'll talk about how it worked out with Tubbsy and a chicken pot pie. Plenty of serious stuff later. Let's have some fun early. 16 past 12. 651-461-9226. Again, it's 651-461-9226 on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, what's your food that just you find repulsive? Tubbsy, go quick. Tell people why chicken pot pie was your obstacle.
Because of the peas.
The peas.
I hate peas. I've always hated peas. I will not give peas a chance. And anything with peas, they disgust me.
So the worst would have been just a small plate of peas.
Yes.
So yeah. You're okay with the crust. You're okay with the chicken. Potatoes.
Yeah, even a little bit of the carrots. Like, I'm not a big fan of cooked carrots, but I can kind of do that. But it's like the peas. If I could get a pot pie that didn't have the peas,
yeah,
we'd be in business.
Yeah.
But outside of that, no.
So,
hard pass.
This isn't going to be a regular feature, is it, on the H. Lake Show where they're going to torture you with other foods?
I've heard that they want to, but I have not been consulted, so therefore I am withholding judgment until I figure what I can get out of the deal other than good brat.
Here's the deal. Money. Yeah, money.
Oh yeah. I'm getting a cut of the sponsorship, or I'm getting an extra zero in the paycheck.
Yeah, pay me. Pay me. If I find this gross and I find it, yeah. By the way, next time, how about H. Lake? How about H.? Which food does Henry not like?
Oh, it's his show. Just like this is.
Yeah, exactly. But he should try the food he doesn't enjoy. Fair. Bill has called in. Bill, what do you have for us? Thanks so much.
Yeah, so when I was in college, I took a semester off to go to Japan and actually delivered furniture with my college roommate, who's Japanese. And his mom would make us lunch every day for work. And in that lunch, a lot of great things, but there was also boiled pumpkin. Worst thing I've ever had.
What?
She made it every day. Yeah, boiled. It tasted like somebody took an old leather shoe, dropped it in boiling water, let it boil for 25 minutes, pulled it out, and sliced it off. It was the worst thing. My roommate was like, I can't eat this. And he's like, dude, that's so disrespectful to my mom if you don't eat that. I was like, all right. So I ate it every day.
Every day?
Disrespect to his
mom.
Oh,
my God.
Every day.
God.
Yeah.
Did you
never
at any
again.
Time in the napkin and then threw it away or go to the bathroom?
I mean, when you've got the chopsticks, there's really not a lot of space for napkin there. So, and they didn't, after 2 weeks, they didn't let me use a fork. So,
yeah, that's a heck of a summer sojourn, though. By the way, hey, you want to help me move furniture, move things? Yeah, how about we go to Japan and do it? That's
you know, best time of my life, because like that was the time before cell phones. So I just, you know, I went to one of the biggest cities, Fukuoka, Japan, without a cell phone, without maps. Walked around and found my way around.
Oh,
and
man.
Such a different time, but it was just amazing.
That's a great call, Bill. Thanks so much. I appreciate you listening. Adam, it's 23 past 12. Go ahead, sir. You're on CCO.
Well, I have a rather controversial one. A state fair staple.
Yeah.
The turkey leg. Oh
wow.
I just gag thinking about it. And it's not just that.
You're no Henry VIII. I know that.
Walking around just gnawing on it like some barbarian. And the other one, too. Is the corn husk, watching people gnaw on that, like I love the state fair, but those two stands are kind of next to each other, right across from grandstand. I avoid that section all the time.
Okay.
Like, if your booth was over there, I would never see you.
Okay. They're gnawing on the corn of the cob, though, aren't they? They're just not eating the husk, right?
No, but they're going around like a typewriter. And stuff flying everywhere. And just, like, at Thanksgiving, I don't let people sit next to me when they're eating corn on the cob. Because it's impossible for them to eat it and not squirt out the side and hit you.
Wait a second. What kind of family serving corn on the cob on Thanksgiving? Get out of here. I mean, that's really...
We have like a 14-course meal.
Yeah.
Dad. It's ridiculous.
Okay, now what about cream-style corn? Where do you stand on that?
Oh, God, no. No, nothing cream. Nothing cream. Mushroom cream soup, get out of here.
Oh,
God, no. I have food aphasia, no doubt about it. My wife makes fun of me all the time. But, like, there's certain things she eats. I'm like, don't look at me. I can't.
Don't look me in the eye. Hey, you know, I'm married to your toots. Everything's good. But don't look me in the eye. Very funny, as always. Thank you. I appreciate it, Adam. He's very good. All right, let's get to some of the texts. Guacamole. Wow. I love guacamole. That way, you talk about foods I would not want to take out of my diet.
I'm pro guac.
Kalamata olives. I'm a big olive person, okay? Liver and onions, I'm with you. Liver just sounds awful, but here's the weird thing. About once every 3 years, well, I'll say that two things. We used to go, what was the Japanese steakhouse that was downtown close to Loring Park? And Chris, this is in the 90s when they didn't have the filters as much. You'd go in there. The food was great. You'd want to basically burn your clothes. Do you remember the name?
Ichiban.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Lindsay. There was no filter, right?
No.
No. I mean, you just had to throw your clothes away afterwards.
Right.
But they would grill up the... Yeah, exactly. They would grill up these chicken livers that were good. And then a bit of the chicken liver... Is it pate? Is that what we go? I don't mind that. It's like, honestly, maybe once every 3-4 years. But just cooked liver... Oh.
I don't want to eat something that sounds like an organ, right? I mean, like a heart.
Not only sounds like an organ.
It is an organ. Yeah. Right. I graduated from outstate Minnesota, so I didn't get all of the anatomy when I was in school.
Don't ever forget, I once said, what is the name of that bridge in Stillwater that's a lift bridge? What's it called again, that Stillwater lift bridge?
The lift bridge?
Yeah. Carter finally came out and said, you mean the Stillwater lift bridge? Now, Cook has chimed in. For Cook, it's broccoli. Now, Dan definitely has a narrow palate. He does. But for him, he is saying, for him, it's almost all vegetables. I don't know. Dan would have to tell me.
I could see that.
I'm thinking his over-under number of vegetables Cook has had in the entirety of his life, maybe 13. And I'm not saying 13 different ones. 13 total times he's had a vegetable. But broccoli. Whereas for me, I love broccoli. Where do you stand on broccoli?
I'm pro broccoli. I like steamed broccoli. I like it when you add cheese to it. Like,
yep.
Yeah. Broccoli's good.
Okay. Is this a bit? I'll just jump in. Stewed duck tongue. Who's having that? And is it nothing? It's some meme that I've just fallen into. If we get fired, thanks a lot. 11 weeks pregnant, literally anything. I'm so sorry. Steak tartare. That's very la-di-da. Mm-hmm. I could see you. Can I be la-di-da here?
Yeah, be la-di-da.
I like it.
You like tartare?
I like steak tartare.
Do you like to say, is it tartare or can you say tartar? Or
no, tartar's different.
Tartar's different.
I like tartar sauce too.
Okay.
But steak tartare.
Tartare.
How about foods I like that nobody on planet Earth likes? Corned beef hash. No, I like corned beef hash. Come on. Oysters in the half shell. Besides the snotty consistency, people die for them once in a while. No, thank you.
Snotty consistency, I don't care what you're talking about. When those two words are together, I'm out.
I love them. Any and all condiments. Wow, who is this, Carter? Bringing me back a sandwich? When he brought me back the what was the place again? I had the wreck there. I forget. He brought me back. I mean, again, I was asking him to go get. I think he was getting himself food. Maybe I even buy Carter. Remind me. And he brought me back a sandwich, Tubbs. Nothing on it. You know, of course I don't want mayonnaise because mayonnaise is disgusting and bottom dwellers enjoy a mayonnaise. But, like, mustard and all the oils and different things. Nothing.
Nothing. Just a dry sandwich.
Dry sandwich.
Mm. Call that a sandwich.
Someone doesn't like chocolate-covered pretzels. What? Cooked cabbage. I like some, like, coleslaw.
Coleslaw is good. That's about the end of it, though.
Yeah. Sauerkraut and broccoli. See, I love sauerkraut. Black olives, Josh says. I'm a big olives guy.
I can do olives, yeah.
Do you like olives on your pizza?
Yes. My wife hates them. My daughter loves them. My wife hates them. We just say she just picks it off and she's fine.
Dexter, give peas the chance. Isn't that a Lennon song?
It's pretty good. Well done, Dexter.
Dislike canned cream corn. I kind of like canned cream corn. Brussels sprouts are gross. Get out of here. Fried chicken gizzards. I've had those before. I can say I've had it. I'm not going back.
Hmm.
This person doesn't like cooked hot cereal. As an example, oatmeal. Done with oatmeal. I didn't see that coming. Did you?
So they've never had like a good bowl of malto meal in the winter?
I guess not.
Malto meal is great.
And then the number of people coming through with lutefisk. Lutefisk. Oh, that's one. That's a good one for me. Looks horrible, tastes horrible, and I think those who enjoy it have been hypnotized because there's no reason to enjoy it.
Just because it's a Minnesota thing,
yeah, don't
feel like we have to?
Yeah, don't tell me because other people in the state like it. You have to do it. No, stand tall. Major Garrett, we'll start with, listen, we can talk to him about politics. No, what food does Major find repulsive? Then we'll get to Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, and plenty of other topics with Major. On CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld at Odyssey Podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.